sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Good morning, good morning. Indeed, indeed. We'll welcome you, God. We'll welcome you guys here with us this morning for this blessed anointing day. It truly is a day for us to put a seed in the ground. Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall bask in it and be joyful in it. Once again, thank you again, saints. We thank you this morning, Canada. We thank you again this morning, Africa. We thank you again this morning, Fiji. And last but not least, USA. And once again, our ADM family. And if you're tuning in with us today, please believe in our hearts and truly believe you are family too. But last but not least, we put the praise on Jesus' name this morning. And truly indeed it is a blessing to sit with Him this day. Thank you, God, for coming in with us and filling us up with your spirit, oh God. And once we do this, oh God, we're going to turn it all over to Evangelist Neal for the praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Let's just give God some praise this morning. just thanking him right for where you're at right now. Just relax, just take everything off of your mind, and just as we go in the presence of the Lord, because we know that he is so worthy to give him praise, to give him thanks, and just to go to the throne room. Father God, as we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, your grace, Father God, your unfailing love, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that your love goes all through all out this world, Father God, that you are no respecter of person, Father God. You love us, Father God, as you love the Canadians. You love the Africans, Father God. Your love just pours out everywhere, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, to be in your midst, Father God, to be in your presence, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you just continuously, Father God, to show us your love, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost power, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, because it's a new day, Father God. New beginnings, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that today will be a great day, Father God. We decree and declare, Father, that no weapon formed against us this day shall prosper, Father God. That your mighty hand, Father God, will continue to protect us, Father God, because we do live in the shelter of a high place, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're getting ready to do on this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you. On today, we're going to, Minister Chiquita and I are going to just have a general conversation today about raising your level of expectation. We have already talked about how we are to decree and declare things, how we are to establish things. So with that being said, we should already have an expectation for those things that we've decreed and we've declared to manifest in the natural. We've already sent it up to the spiritual realm. And we know that God is not a God that he shall lie. So we should be looking each and every day for those manifest, those things that we've already decreed to come to pass. So on this morning, we just want to sit. And I decree and declare that you put the old stuff that you get in your mindset, that you have to look for something new. You have to get up. You have to start looking for the things that you've already spoken to the atmosphere. You have to look for the things that you've already spoke as if they've already taken place. Turning it back over to you, Minister Chiquita.
Amen. Yes, thank you. We must exceedingly and beyond keep a level of expectation, believing that all things are possible within the sight of God. And as me and Evangelist were going over this topic and we were going through our studies and on my own personal studying time, I sat down with the Spirit and let the Spirit lead me to where he wanted me to go with this topic. And to raise your expectations, he had me to write down five points that could possibly help you to get to know into how and why you need to have a level of expectation that exceeds your own thought process, your own mental capacity can even fathom. But it led me to, Evangelist led me to the Bible verse of Proverbs 23:18, and it says, "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." And that led me to another verse that led to Matthew 19:26. "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And there's a quote by a great mechanical engineer that spoke a lot, that can put these words in perspective in a more human term. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And that's a quote by Henry Ford. Whether you got to be thankful in Christ that we don't get the things that we deserve. I can say amen to that statement all day, every day. And I thank you, Jesus. Scripture does seem to indicate more often than not that we do get what we expect. This is why we are discussing the need to raise your expectation in your relationship to how your ability is to thrive in hope. See, there are things in life that action that will help us become a person who expect great things to things. So we must align ourselves up with these expectations and with these walks, with these things. The first point that God pointed out to me, the Spirit pointed out to me, you have to believe that impossible things are possible. One of the favorite stories of the present faith is found in Luke 5:17-25. Some men desired to bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus. When they arrived at the house Jesus was teaching in, there was not enough room in there for them to enter. They could have given up and they could have tried, but they had great expectations, like the women with the woman with the issue of blood. They knew if they could just get through the crowd, Jesus would meet that need. Their determination took them to the roof of the house, where they created a hole big enough for the friend to pass through and lowered him to the right place in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he forgave the man of his sins and healed him of paralysis. The man left whole in his body and spirit. God honored their faith, and because of their great expectation, he exceeded their thought of what was possible. He not only believed for the healing, but they did not think that God was going to forgive the man for his sin. God is so good. For four of the worst words we could allow to fill our minds, or worse yet, we could escape our lips, are the words that things will never change. Unbelief literally handcuffs the all-powerful hands of God. We have to be careful not to limit the Holy One of Israel like the children of Israel did in the wilderness. We must not be like those who lived in Jesus' hometown, who made it impossible for God to do many miracles there because of their unbelief. We need to expect that God can do great things in our life. It may be impossible with man, but with God, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe in him. And that's in Mark 9:23. To bring balance, I am not saying God will do everything we expect. He is sovereign. We sometimes ask amiss according to our flesh. We sometimes ask things that are not according to the plan of God. Finally, sometimes we ask for things to be filled outside of the according to God ordained time frame. Don't be discouraged if you don't get your prayers answered in the time frame in the way you want them. Keep praying according to the will of God and expect miracles and expect songs and sing wonders to follow up to your beliefs. Number two, believe that God has better days ahead. You have to keep expecting God's grace to improve over your life. We have to believe that if we will continue to sow things in the Spirit, we will reap the things of the Spirit. If we will be faithful to submit ourselves to God's Spirit in prayer and expose our mind to the transformation power of His Word, our lives will improve. We may not have war, riches, or many possessions, or wealth, or fame, or many other temporary things that often long for, but we will have more love, more joy, and more peace, more contentment, and more internal rewards as we walk with Him. We will be separated more and more from the bondage of sin. We will receive more and more power to push back the darkness of the spiritual opposition. We walk through many different seasons in our life. Some days are great, and some days you might want to run. But we can be confident that in the areas that matter, God will continue to improve as we follow Him. We can struggle as we have times we struggle. We can also have assurance that some ways, somehow, things will get better. Jesus will lead us through the valley of the shadow of darkness. We will see greener pastures, and we will see still waters again. We just have to follow the shepherd. Number three, realizing the power of perspective. Sometimes we need a change of circumstances as much as we need a change in our perspectives. Remember the 12 spies who was asked when given a report from the promised land that they all saw the same thing. They all had the same promises from God. They all had seen delivered from Egypt by the almighty hand of God, but they had identical circumstances. The difference between the two who brought the good report and the 10 who brought the evil report was a perspective. When Nehemiah asked his friend about how things were going for the Jews in Jerusalem, who had returned from captivity, they told him, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been down, and the gates have been destroyed by the fire. Those things were horrible, and they had not improved. Nehemiah had faith for things to change. He had a different perspective. For 92 years, Jerusalem had no wall. For 92 years, the people lived under fear, failure, frustration, and fatigue. But Nehemiah arrived with a different perspective. Under Nehemiah in leadership, the people were able to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem in 52 days. Are you providing an expectation of faith and hope for your family, on your job, in your school? Are you bringing a hopeful perspective to a seemingly hopeless situation? I challenge you to maintain a perspective of hope through faith in God, regardless of the circumstances. You have to take that faith, and this is something that I battle with every day, and this is something right now I'm battling while I'm speaking. We have to replace that fear with faith. Fear is a dark room where negatives are developed. We need to move from fear to faith. We have to. And there's a story that's about David and Goliath where that illustrate the fear versus faith. And Israel allowed four destructive steps, fear, to keep quivering on the sidelines. But David made five positive choices, faith, to make a risk of God, to make a risk towards God. And his faith and his five positive choices was, the F in faith was focused. He focused on God. That's in 1 Samuel 17:26. He anticipated God's help. That's in 1 Samuel 17:45-47. He insisted on being involved. 1 Samuel 17:28-32. He took time to prepare. 1 Samuel 17:38-40. He had an impact on everyone around him. 1 Samuel 17:51-52. When David destroyed Goliath, it moved the entire nation of Israel from a perilous fear to victorious to march in faith. We have to replace the what ifs and with why not in our life, to raise a level of expectation in our life that we know that God can do things in our life that we cannot fathom. You have to set aside yourself in your walk. You cannot live of the flesh. You have to walk a walking walk with God in order to even understand that God can do these things. God has a bar so high for you that sometimes it may seem that it's hard for you to reach, but you have to keep striving to meet the mark in your life with these things, and some of these things that you have in you, you have to let God in you so they can come out of you. So you have to create a grand expectation. You must keep an expectation knowing that God can do exceedingly and beyond all things that he can do and he will do in your life. We cannot panic and get filled with our mind that what if he had let them stay in Egypt? What if he had ignored God? What if they had ignored in God's direction and took a different route? things would have been a different walk for them. But no, the people, the children of the children of Israel saw the power and the plan that God had for them that day. He did not lead them to the place to die. He led them to a place so that they could be, that their enemy would be chased, could be chased away and be destroyed in the sea. And once and for all, he made a way for them, like God does each and every time, whether we can see it or not. God makes a way. He made a way for you to wake up this morning. There's exceeding abundant things that God could, you could even fathom, because some people did not get that opportunity this morning. Evangelist, can you expound on this?
Amen, amen. Let me just say one thing about this. What we do know from all of our learnings, from all of our different teachings, is that God, through obedience, God meets us just where we're at. He meets us. So with that being said, as I was stating with the declarations, you're declaring things, we know once we decree something, it's already established. So the different scriptures that she used in the Bible, those people were already in a place where they were seeking out for the Lord. They was already in a place where they had an expectation. The woman with the issue of the blood, yes, expectation goes with faith. Faith without works is dead. She, with her faith, she also had an expectation that Jesus was going to heal her. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be healed. It did not matter to her how it was going to take place, when it was going to take place. All she knew was that she needed to be in the place where he was. And this is how you and I need to be with all our situations, every life situation, every life challenge, everything. You should be in a place because you already know the power that God has given us, the authority that he has given us. We have already made a conscious decision that Jesus is our Lordship, that we can do all things through Christ. Through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. This is where we need to be. Our mindset needs to be at all times. And the different people in the Bible, Joseph didn't complain about his situation. He didn't know what was going to take place, but every day he had to wake up with an expectation that things were going to get better. The Hebrew boys, when they were placed in that fire, yes, they had faith, but they also had the expectation. If God does not save us, if he does not save us now, we're still going to be okay, because they had faith. The faith with the expectation, it goes together. We have to every single day. We have to look and sit and say, okay, well, I may have prayed about what I decreed about, declare or whatever, it may not happen today, but I'm going to get up tomorrow with the same expectation. Sometimes God has already given us what we're supposed to get. We just be so blind or just have a lack of faith that we cannot see it. We cannot see what he has. And this is why it's so important to look through the eyes of God at all times. This is why it's so important to not have malice, unforgiveness, anything that's going to weigh you down. Because if you're weighted down, if you're heavy laden, if you got burdens all on you, you're not even thinking about to get up and to look for things. You're not even thinking about putting your faith in action because you're so caught up on the things that you're so caught up in the norm. And with expectation, whatever God has told you, you should be into a place every single day that you're looking for it to manifest. Every single day. And not get discouraged, not get depressed, not beat yourself down, not have a lack of did not happen for you. What you do is you continue to get up. You realign. You realign yourself. One thing I liked about on Sunday, the word of God came through and it talked about Daniel. Daniel had prayed, and the word stated that when Daniel prayed, his prayer was already answered, but the prince of Persia had held up the angels, and Michael and Gabriel had to fight. They had to fight the prince of Persia, and they came, and then the angel came back and told Daniel, listen, God heard what you said. He heard what you said, but it was a little bit of turbulence taking place. There was some turbulence. There was some fighting going on, and that's the same thing that happens to you and I. That's the same thing that happens to you and I. But it's nothing in that passage that said Daniel got discouraged. It's nothing in that passage that said Daniel did not continue to trust God. It's nothing in that passage that showed, even throughout, Daniel had a tight, shut, sealed relationship with God to the point his expectation and his faith was unmovable. Nothing shaked him. When he was in the lion's den, it did not shake him because he already knew the power of God. He already knew. He had an expectation for God to show up in his life one way or the other. And when we say one way or the other, that's because of how he lived. Either he was going to die there in the glory of the Lord, or he was going to be rescued by the glory of the Lord, by God's presence. And this is how you and I should live. You and I should be in a place where we so in tune, and the teachings are given to you all. The words of God are given to us, and we have to have an expectation that these things are going to come forth in our lives. We don't know God's timing, but we do know that his word never comes back void. We do know that he's not going to just sit and feed you some hoodoo, voodoo, voodoo and expect you to believe it. But you have to do your part. And your part is to continue to have faith in the Lord. Even on today, your situation didn't change. Even on today, the miracle that you have been praying for did not manifest today does not mean that it's not forthcoming. But again, I have to be in a place of alignment and expect the different things. Expect the different things in your life to change. If you sit and you stay into a comfortable place, that's where you're going to be. If you stay into a place where you're trying to raise your level of expectation, okay, I'm going to get into a place because I expect next year, January the 26th, 2022, to be into my own home. You're speaking those things, but you are truly believing what you say. When you're expecting something, it's not guessing it. It's not second guessing it. It means that you have solidified it. It means that you have sat and said, this is what it's going to be, and I am going to take the necessary steps to make sure that this is where I am going to be. Because I've already spoken out into the atmosphere. I've already spoken it as if it were. I've decreed it. I've declared it. So it is established already. Now I have to get myself together in the natural, in the spiritual, and physically, so what I have already spoken will come to fruition. And that's a part of the expectation. The people of the Bible, the people that you hear the stories of the Bible, they were not people that gave up. They were people that had situations in their lives, and they may have been, some was worse than the next, but they trusted and believe that God would do what he said that he would do. And that's when your faith, my faith, the same that happened before, things happen today. Everybody has some type of situation. But the problem is that how do you deal with that situation? How do you deal with us. Early this morning, I had a situation, and the other person on the other line was just so cool, calm, and collected because that person had an expectation that everything was going to be okay. That rejuvenated me. And somebody around you all the time that can help you stay in that level and raise your level. You can't be into a place where you have a mass, a web of confusion. You can't be in a place where you have self-doubt or doubt in the next person, where you're not trusting a person. You got to be built up. You got to be confident in the things that's before you, as all of these people, even in Matthew, 9:29, starting in 27, Jesus had went, and it was two blind men, and they were following Jesus and asking Jesus to have mercy on them. They was asking him to have mercy because they had an expectation that they would be healed. They had an expectation. Then touch their eyes. There's just a couple of words. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. When they were seeking after Jesus, they already knew what Jesus could do. They already had an expectation that it was going to happen. When you got bills that you know that you can't pay, and you got a situation, and if you have that faith of a mustard seed, and you are in obedience, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you know that God is your answer, he's your provider. But again, you're in right alignment. You should have an expectation that that bill is going to be taken care of. If you're doing your part as well, it may not drop out the sky, but God may come and sit and say, you know what, you was placed on my spirit. Let me give you. You don't know what it's going to be. You don't know. Somebody may come and give you a financial blessing. But you should always be in a place where you can receive what God has for you. You should always be in a place of expectation of something so greater. Like Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer, a pandemic going on. But because God told them that they were going to open up a restaurant during the pandemic, you never heard anything doubtful come out of their mouth. We don't know what the scene, we don't know what was behind the scene, but the bottom line is that faith activated. When man sat and said something couldn't be done, they trusted and they believed God and they had an expectation. If my Father, who art in heaven, say that that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. And had no apologies, and have no apologies. Just continue to run on with Christ. And this is where all of us need to be. With my situation, my long situation, it was a little bit of doubt there. But you know what? When I sat and I took that oxygen from up under my nose and felt that I could breathe, without that oxygen, walk around my house, walk up and down the stairs and whatnot, in my mind, in my heart, I was healed. I was that second wave that was coming to try to knock me out. I decreed and declared that it wasn't going to go anywhere. And no matter how much, I didn't keep saying the same thing over and over. I got up every single day looking for my healing to come and me to get the answer, to say you healed, turn that equipment back in. And that's because I'm in a place where I'm expecting for God to do what he said that he can do. And as I stated, all of these people that were in the Bible, that Jesus did something, not just Jesus, God. They were in an expectation that something great, something grand was going to take place. They were in a place, Joshua. When Joshua went to look at the spies or whatever, it didn't matter to what he had seen because God had told him, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I am with you. So his expectation was, okay, no matter what it is, we're going to get through this with faith. be coupled with faith, that faith has to be coupled with trust, that trust has to be coupled with belief. We have to. We can sit and tell 1,001 stories, and God has probably given us 1,001 answers. But because we don't believe, because we're not in right standing, because we're not obedient, we miss the mark that Minister Chiquita was talking about earlier. Minister Chiquita, come on back in. Is there anything else that you need to add to this? Just letting the people know exactly what it is, what God is asking in reference to his expectations.
Yes, Evangelist. God expectations for you. God expects for you. He wants for you to lean on him in your time of need. It's detrimental. If detrimental to your life that you lean to God, that you look to God for all things that he will make a way. All times he will make a way. And this point right now in life, if some of the things that I was even speaking on myself, I am going through. I am right now the woman with the issue of blood, and I'm pushing, and I'm going to continue to push and push and push through the crowd until I get a glimpse of God, and he fixed this issue, and he tell me I am healed. I will have an expectation. I know I am already healed in my mind. I will always think this in my mind, so all I have to do is align up with the things that God had told me to, that the doctors had told me, that God know I had no business doing. I have to stop doing and clear myself up and align myself up with God. See, we are not just talking this talk. We walking this walk also. You have to have your faith lined up with your walk in order for you to know that God can move exceedingly and abundantly and quicker than you can even fathom in your life. It's
Amen.
Up to you.
And let's put a pin.
It's up to you.
Let's put a pin right
yes.
there. Let's put a pin right there. You're absolutely right. We have to be into a place, and you have to be into a place where you overcame this situation. You have to see the woman with the issue of blood, she can go and talk about it. Apostle Temple and First Lady, they can go and talk about it. My situation with my lungs, I can go and talk about it because I've already been in a place of overcoming. And when you're overcoming things, then it's very easy to give that testimony. And this is why it's so important for us to have that level of expectation that, as Minister Chiquita said, that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. And as she said, she has to continue. She didn't say she's stopping. She didn't say, she says, I have to continue to line up with God. And that's where that obedience is better than sacrifice come in. That's where you said something very profound, that you have to get yourself. We all have to get ourselves into a place where we're obedient in order to reap the blessings, the promise, and the expectation. You're expecting miracles. You're expecting blessings and promises, and or so you can live a prosperous life. If you're looking for healing, then you already know. It's not that you can be lackadaisical about it. You may have to put your faith in place and sit and say, oh, well, I can't eat this anymore, or I can't go out and I can't jog 5 miles anymore. I may have to jog too, and may have to walk, one. You have to put yourself into a place of knowing what's going to take you over. Go ahead, Minister Chiquita.
No, I was just agreeing with you, Evangelist. I was just agreeing with you. Those
Amen.
Were lifestyle changes.
Amen.
A lot of lifestyle changes that had to take place in my life and in our life. Diet, exercising, prayer, fasting, and supplication, studying the word, prayer, and fasting is one of the things that I've increased in my life severely because it had become to my detriment. God would, if you don't, things will start getting stagnated in your life, and it'll start bringing hindrances in your life that you really don't need, you really don't want, and all the promises of God are given to you only if you ask. Only if you ask.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist.
And everything that was basically said is a true thing. The only thing we do want you to know is, like she said, we're not, we just not talking. We're about that walk. We are about it so we can give testimony, so we can help, you know. And that's why it's so good to be under leadership that's going to put you in the right direction, leadership that does not, you know, fail when situations or cringe up or lay down on you when situations take place. They still stand firm. They still move forward and a resolution comes. And all of that happens with growing expectation, raising your level of expectation, raising your core values, raising the way your kingdom living, the kingdom principles, the things, knowing that these are things that God is expecting of you. So once you start applying different things into your life, people see it. They want to be attached to it, just like the lady with the issue of blood. It didn't matter. She just wanted to be in the shadow or to just receive what she knew that Jesus had for her. And God has people on this earth right now that they may not have the issue of blood. They may not have they may not be blind. They may not have all these different things that's going on, but they know what God can do for them. And it is so imperative that you and I truly understand what raising your level of expectation is. And you cannot raise your level of expectation without faith. You cannot, your level of expectation, if you do, I'm going to retract that. You can do anything that you want to do, but it may be a temporary fix. It may not, what you receive may not come from God. It can come from Satan. Because as you are speaking things into the atmosphere, he's also listening. But when you truly trust and believe that God is who he says that he is, and you know without a shadow of doubt, and you put yourself in a place of peace, understand what I'm saying. You put yourself in a place of peace. So nothing is shaking you. Psalm 16:8 says, I'm not shaken about anything because God is on my right hand side. So when situations come about, instead of you worrying about it, you sitting and saying, okay, Lord, I'm ready for you to fix this. I'm ready for you to bring a solution to this problem, Father. I'm ready, Father God, for the proper answer. I'm ready, Father God, for my healing. I'm ready, Father God, for my financial blessing. Father, I'm ready for my new place of employment. Whatever it is that you need, you're letting God know by your actions. Your actions, as you say, studying, meditating, fasting, praying, take disbelief, take not believing out of your vocabulary, out of your mindset. See, to raise your level of expectation, you have to have a renewing of the mind. You have to. You have to let old things, old habits, you have to let it go because it's holding you down. It's shackles on your feet holding you down. Once you get cleared of everything, and you renew your mind, you ask God. I ask God every single day, renew my mind, Father. I don't want to continue to deal with the things of the old. I don't even want to think about the things that I might have dealt with 10 hours ago. I want to think of something new because I want better. I want greater. So I know that I have to allow the Holy Spirit to abide in me. I have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me. I have to allow the Holy Spirit to think for me. I have to. And that's how you raise your level of expectation. You renew your mind. You renew your mind. You ask God to take away anything that's not of him. You start looking through his eyes. You keep your ears clear from all type of clutter, gossip, anything that's going to hold you down, because you want to, and I've said this before, you want to have your neck stretched out like a giraffe, looking high, looking low, looking each and every way for what God has for you. You want to be in a place because you know that he is going to do it. And continue. Get you a new fresh declaration and start decreeing them over your life. What is it that you want? What is it that you have an expectation for? And start decreeing them over your life. When one thing manifests, pick up something else. And let God show you who he is. Let God know that he does not sit and count the blessings that he gives you. He gives them to you as you deserve them. He gives them to you as you show him that I am a good steward over what you just gave me. And that's a hard task to learn. We sit and we ask for major things, but we cannot sit and govern ourselves over the minor things, and then we wonder why we're not getting the blessings. It's not that God don't want to give us the blessings. It's just the fact that we don't want to take the instructions, the directions. We don't want to be disciplined. We definitely don't want obedience in our life. We want obedience in our life when we need something. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready to go to court. I'm going to trust you to the day I die. I'm going to accept the calling on my life. I'm going to do this, Lord. I'm not going to say this no more. I'm not going to do. No. God wants us to be obedient at all times. The word of God says to love me is to obey my commandments. Love thy neighbor. Different things like that. You all know the commandments. You all know what God is expecting of you. He expects those things, and those things that you do, that you change, it raises your level of expectation so you can start reaping the benefits that God has for you. Don't get it twisted. The faith has to go with it. Faith without that, like I said, once you start reading in the Bible, everybody that sat and went through something, that's a significant Bible study in the Bible, studies in the books in the Bible that God was pointing out a point, they were significant. Abraham was uprooted, went into a land that he had no clue about. God told him and his nephew to go. When you look over this way, what is it that you see? Abraham didn't see nothing but sand, but what God said. You can't even count the grains of sand you count. That's how many sons you will have. But Abraham still had an expectation for what it was that God, whatever it was that God had for him, he was in a place to receive it. His faith never wavered. Even when he came up in a situation where he had to tell a lie to save his wife, he was still, that favor of God was still there because of that obedience that Abraham had, that he would not allow anybody to come and taint it. And this is where you're at now. And if you over in all the other countries and you don't have leadership that's teaching you these things, we can't talk about this if we didn't know. Somebody had to sit down and tell us about it. And then we had to sit and go and test and study the word of God ourselves and learn to be put into a place of expectation. If you're not taught about it, it's not just going to come to you. We take things for granted. We may go into the Webster Dictionary and look up a word and feel like that, okay, we can apply this word into our life. But I'm telling you, without God, you're nothing. But with him, you're everything. With him, you can receive things exceedingly and abundantly. Raise your level of expectation. Change your mindset. Ask God to create in you a clean heart. Start using the tools that he has given you. We should not compare ourselves to the men of old, the women of old in the Bible. They're just there for example. They're there to show you. So God is showing you, if I did it for them, I can do it for you. I just need you to be in a place where you can learn to trust me. I just need you to be in a place where you have a personal relationship with me. and that you truly believe. If I tell you to keep your eyes closed and walk until I tell you to stop, are you going to trust me and believe that I'm not going to allow you to fall over that cliff? Am I going to save you because you have an expectation that I'm going to do so? As I said last week, everybody here wakes up in the morning with an expectation to see the rising of the sun. But I'm telling you, you need to have an expectation to see the rising of the sun, S-O-N, Jesus Christ as well, and allow him to be the lordship of your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and to mold you, and the love of God to just continue to shield you, wrap his arms around you so you can be in a place where you know, and you don't have to second guess it. Because it's no reason to. Get your act together. Get yourself into a place where you starting to encourage yourself. You're starting to believe the words. You can believe them because you know that these are words that God has imparted in you, or God has placed you in a place where he's teaching you, and start applying the application. Start applying things into your life so you won't be into the same place, so you won't be stuck in quicksand, and that quicksand is steady pulling you under, and then you sit and you think about it sometimes, and you go in and you repent, you confess, you ask for forgiveness, and then that hand of righteousness come and pull you up, but then next week the same situation comes. You're not expecting anything. Your faith is not there. You forgot all about the times of what God just did for you last week, so you just go back into the same mindset. I'm telling you to wake up, my people. Wake up. Raise your level of expectation. Stand tall. Stand just as tall as you possibly can. Tall, firm, bold, courageous, and look and be in a place to receive everything that you have decreed and declared over your life. All the promises that God promised your ancestors. Go back, get your promises, receive them. Put yourself in a place where you know that you can get the things, the blessings that God has already. I remember it's been 2 years ago, Apostle Temple preached on Daniel. And know what he said, and I sat there and I wrote it down. He said that what took place was the blessings had then went forth, but Daniel and his people had then stood still because they was in a place where they were not ready to receive. But see, God had then a release came when the prince of Persia, when Gabriel and Michael fought against them, then Daniel and his people had to get in alignment and run to the place where God, the blessings was at, and that's how they started receiving them. And this is what you and I need to do. Run, take everything off of you. Take the backpack off. Take the heavy shoes off. Take anything that's hindering you, that's thinking, the unforgiving heart, anything that's going to cause you weighted down, take it off so you can run with it. And while you're running with that expectation that I am on today going to receive the blessings that I have for God. And if you get to that point where you just so tired and you didn't receive it the next morning, I didn't receive it today, Lord, but I'm going to keep on running. I'm going to keep on running until I get there because I know you have it for me. We pray that each and every person that's under the sound of our voice can get to a place where you want it. You want a change in your life. You want God. You want God to be your Father. You want Jesus to be your Lordship. You want the power of the Holy Spirit. So you are willing to change and get into a place where you are raising your level of expectation. Minister Chiquita, is there anything else you would like to add?
No advantages. Just try Jesus.
Try Jesus. So we will leave you all with that note, trying Jesus. My favorite saying is, let go and let God, once you let go and you let God, Apostle Temple favorite word, it is so, one of his words. You know that Jesus is the one that has put you in a place where you're able to receive. You've allowed everything else to go, and you know that God did it, not man did it, not you did it, but God did it. It is your submission unto the Lord that helped you get to that place. So raise your level of expectation this morning. Raise your level. Don't stoop down. Stand up. Be bold. Be courageous. And stay strong in your faith. Let your faith continue to grow day by day. When situations don't get you, no, I'm not going to sit. I'm not going to speak anything negative. I'm not going to allow Satan and his diabolical imps to just take control of my mind. I'm not going to get depressed. But even if you just got to call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus. Raise your expectation and let it rise to a next level. In Jesus' name, we leave you with peace, love, and happiness. Amen, amen, and amen.